How to use a recession to improve your business. Sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? Recession, improvement. Aren't recessions a bad thing? Don't they cause your business to shrink, not to grow? Well, based on a conversation I had today, I thought I would share some thoughts about what I think is really beneficial about a recession that might help you if you're a business owner struggling to find the bottom right now, or you are waking up every day with a lump in your throat because you're not really sure what the day is going to bring, much less what the market in front of you is going to bring. And I'm going to try and shine some light on how to welcome and embrace a recession when it's in front of you, instead of looking to shy away from it. And I think that the first thing that has worked well for me, because this isn't the first time that I have owned businesses during a recession. The last recession that knocked me out was the financial crisis, and that was because I did exactly none of the things that I'm going to be talking about today. And so the first thing would be to simply just pay attention to what your competitors are doing. I have found for myself, when times got tough, I tended to put my head down, and because of pressure, because of stress, because of anxiety, get laser focused on my own business and start to look at things I probably should have been looking at the whole time. But because of the recession, because things get tougher, all of a sudden I found I was scrambling to try and find my footing somewhere. And so you start questioning things, you start looking at your P&L, and you're wondering what all of these expenses are. You look around your team and you wonder what all of these people are doing. And you look at just the general layout of how your days go. And for me, that used to fill me with anxiety, because I had, when I had first started my business, I had my head down and off I went, and I wasn't really paying attention to the noise around me. Sure enough, you get the wind knocked out of you. The next time the market changes, you're a little bit more prepared. And so one of the very first things that I've learned to do is to pay attention to what's happening with my competition. It's amazing what people will tell you if you take a minute just to ask. I know in some opportunities, as recently as last week, I've asked people, you know, what's going on in the market? I've talked to our customers. I've said, you know, what are you experiencing? And if you're paying attention, you will learn a lot. And so the question is, well, Dylan, what am I paying attention for? What I'm always paying attention to is, what are the negative things that people are talking about? Because those are the things that are probably keeping them up at night. Those are the things they're most frustrated about. Usually when times are good, the things that people complain about are few and far between. They generally are telling you about all of the good things happening in your life. But when people are starting to say negative things, for example, one of our customers had told me about how the pricing in their business was changing, and it was changing because of the supply chain. And the problem in the supply chain isn't that the supply chain has been fixed, but that there isn't enough freight to be distributed out to people who take it kind of the last mile. And so all of the sudden, competition has forced rates down for individuals such as him, who are responsible for getting products to the last mile. And that got me thinking about, okay, well, if that's the kind of customer we serve, if their revenue is being driven down, then how is that going to affect us? What can our business be thinking about as we look to retain and grow and maybe attract customers from our competitors who are feeling the same way? So the first thing I've always learned to do is just to pay attention to, first of all, it serves two purposes. One, for the reason the example I just gave, where you get to pick up some market intel that should inform your thinking. But the second thing that it does is it also, quite frankly, just takes your mind off your own business. I know that some of the best things that I've done during tough times is to go out and have coffee, to go out and have lunch with business owners that do not do what I do, that do not have the same customers that I'm working with, and to listen for what they're doing in their business and some of the struggles that they're having. Because if you've, if you've got your listening ears on and you're paying attention to what other people are saying, you generally can find some opportunities to improve what it is you're doing. And so that's kind of the overarching thought that I would share with you, is if you're running a business right now in the recession and you're feeling very uncertain about what life is going to give you, you're stuck in either the struggling or the adjusting quadrant, and so life is already tough enough for you. And if you don't know what that means, look at the show notes down below and click on the cash flow quadrant for business owners. It's very informative and very helpful. But if you find yourself in that spot, the first thing to do is just pay attention. I always adhere to the theory that you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. There are other people who are experiencing what I'm experiencing. And even though I may not know who they are, it doesn't mean that they don't exist. And so for me to network, to get out and meet with people who do not do what I do every day, in fact, even meeting with people that don't own businesses and just listening to them talk about their job or about their corporate culture or what shifts have changed, oftentimes gives me some ideas, but quite frankly, gives me a reprieve and a break from thinking about my business. And it takes my eyes off of myself and it puts it onto other people. And oftentimes, just because of my personality, I'm trying to help another person with their particular problems. And in helping them with theirs, I usually get clarity on what I need to do about my own problems. So the first thing is pay attention. But the next best thing that happens, and I'm witnessing this right now inside of one of our businesses, is that I'm able to attract better people. It's actually amazing. The quality of people that are now looking for work, the bar, the interest, the attitude has risen. And I don't think it's purely because of the recession. I know there's other things that are going on in the marketplace, but generally speaking, during a recession, you are able to attract better people. And the old saying goes, good people never cost you money, they only make you money. And so if you've struggled over the last couple of years, as I have, to really find people that are engaged, that want to work, that have an interest in maybe bettering their position in life, now during a recession, during tough times, if you've got a business that is operating and you've got a longer term view and you can kind of keep your wits about you, you can usually find really great people to come and be a part of your team who will contribute more than maybe your existing team members right now. If you've been able to run your business really, really well, the existing team that you have right now might not appreciate how good they have it. And if any of them are no longer feel like they are getting, maybe they no longer feel like they are contributing what they used to contribute for what they're getting and they're looking for more, you might be able to work with your team to help them to understand that, hey, here's where our business is at right now. Here is what people are experiencing in the job market. And if you're going to be a part of our team, we'd love for you to continue to be, to contribute, but there are also other people that we might be able to add to the team to make your job better, to make our culture better. And recessions are generally the best time to find really great people. And that's because they get let go from somewhere else. They are looking for work. And so the ability to change out your team, or if changing out your team isn't an option, it's an opportunity to grow your team. Some businesses really are limited by the type of worker that they are able to attract. And during a recession, if you are able to do some of the other things right in your business, like a sales plan, a marketing plan, you're able to continue to keep the top of the funnel very full, and you've done a good job at continuing to make sure people are coming through the door, then being able to add people to your team is a great way to grow your business during a recession, because you can attract a higher quality worker. And I've seen that happen time and time and time and time again. I have found that the worst time to hire is when the market is on fire, because good people are already in the spots that they're in. The companies that they are with are already doing everything they can to keep them. But when a recession hits, not every business is well run. Some businesses don't make it. As a result of those two things happening, good people generally find their way back into the job market and are looking for good companies to work with. And you can create an opportunity for them by making sure that your doors are open to attract better people. And then, so pay attention, listen, talk, see what's going on out there. That's how you can use a recession to improve your business, because you can listen to what's really happening, what people are struggling with, and how your business might be able to help them. The second thing that you can do is you can use a recession as an opportunity to either change over your team, change out your team, or add to your team and grow your team because of the availability of better people in the marketplace that probably have the skills and talents that you were looking for, but you haven't really been able to find up and until the moment of the recession. And then the last thing that you can do to use a recession to improve your business, and it's a result of maybe the first and the second thing, which is to improve your customer experience. That sounds like a very generic sentence, or it can sound like a very generic sentence, but a recession is a really good time to leave an impression on your customers. When times are good, customers won't put a lot of weight behind the experience if it's fairly similar company to company to company to company. And that's because there's no need to. They know that the availability of the product or service they're looking for is easy to find, and so off they go and they will buy it, and the experience doesn't add or take away a whole lot when times are good. But when times get tough, people really want to get a lot of value for the money that they're spending, and they are more focused on what they're getting in return for what they're providing. And so if they're providing you with their time and their money, they want to see a solution in a product or a service that really wows them. And when times are tough, many companies struggle to deliver a great customer experience because maybe they've had to lay some people off. Maybe they don't have the resources that they used to have to do the things they used to do to impress their customers. And so your business has an opportunity to come along inside of the marketplace and say, you know what? We're going to pick a couple of things in the entire customer experience and we're going to knock people's socks off. We're going to do a really, really, really great job of one or two things that's going to leave a real mark on them. And every business is a little bit different, but being able to look at how you treat your customers, how they hear about you through marketing, how they interact with you through sales, how you deliver your product or service to them through operations, and then once they're done all of that, how do you continue to build a relationship with them after the fact so that they come back again? A recession is a great time to leave your mark on your customers with a great customer experience. And again, if you're to my earlier point, if you're paying attention to what's happening in the marketplace and you're listening to what customers are saying, or you're listening and watching to what your competitors are doing, you're checking out their Facebook posts or lack thereof, you're checking out maybe their Google Business posts or lack thereof, or you start to see them, what they're doing in their social media channels or not, that will be an indicator to you of what's going on. If you do that, if you get good people on your team, then between listening to what's going on and the good people on your team, you should be able to lift the overall experience that you can deliver to customers so that it leaves them with a great impression, but also leaves them understanding that they are getting more for the same thing out of your business than they might have otherwise when times were good. And that's because competition is a wonderful thing and a recession is a really good time ultimately to improve your business because you can attract customers that maybe you weren't getting before because there was a lot of competition and a lot of companies in the market. One of the final notes I'll leave with this episode is that recessions are a good time to lean into your business when other people are leaning out. And I think you can search for it on YouTube. You can find podcasts about it, but some of the greatest businesses are built during very, very difficult times. And that's because everyone's interests are in the same direction. Everybody knows that times are tough. And so they're working extra hard to make sure if they're on your team, that they have job security. Business owners get scared. And so they focus on everything they should be focusing on all the time. And generally don't when times are good. And so I've learned to lean in when times are tough, not lean out. Lean in because that desperation will force and produce a great result out of the resources, and the people that you have access to. And then in the back of your mind, remember that if times were good and people needed the product or service that your business offered, the chances are still very, very high that they most likely still require your products and services when times are not good. And that's always really served me well when I have found myself in a cold sweat at 2 a.m. or because I get up at 4:30 a.m, the very first thought that comes to my mind is, are we gonna make it? And that one idea of the market still needs what it is our business offers. I simply have to work harder to be able to deliver it and go compete for the customers that are out there. It's not as if It's kind of like that old saying in the stock market, when the stock market drops, it's not as if money disappears, it just moves. And so you have to figure out where it's moved to. In our businesses, when times get tough or when the market changes or a recession kicks in, the amount of maybe the number of customers that want our product or service might go down, but it's highly unlikely that it goes to zero. And so if you can keep your wits about you, as I have learned to do and don't do well all of the time, but I've gotten better at it over the years, is to understand that markets go up, markets go down, lean in when the markets are down, really build a great, great business when times are tough, because when times get better, you're going to be able to collect and reap the rewards of all of that. And again, the market's still going to need your product or service. Even if the market slows down, they still need it. You might just have to work harder to go and get it. So again, as a result of a conversation I had with someone recently, it just occurred to me that this is an idea that I think about quite a bit. I have been in the trenches a lot with many different entrepreneurs, and these are some of the ideas that have come out that I hope have helped you. So pay attention to what's going on. Use it as an opportunity to attract better people to your team. And then lastly, leave a mark, leave an impression on your customers, and collectively, a recession is a great time to build a very, very good business that is efficient, that is profitable. If you can make it efficient and profitable when times are tough, it means when times get good again, you're going to do nothing but cash checks. So hopefully you find that helpful, and I hope you join me on the next episode as well.